American women's soccer star Hope Solo has been suspended from the U.S. women's national soccer team for 6 months after comments she made when her team was eliminated from Olympic play in the quarterfinal. The U.S. lost to Sweden, which went on to win the silver medal. Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, first of all, what did she say?
She said that, well, before the games even started, she got a lot of attention for making a gigantic deal out of Zico, which is certainly something to worry about, but she did it in a fairly insensitive way, wearing, you know, kind of stereotypical anti-mosquito netting and things like that. Mm-hmm. Then after the game, she just revealed herself to be a poor sport. She called Sweden cowards. She said the better team, meaning the U.S., lost, and Sweden were cowards just because they played a totally acceptable form of soccer that actually got them into the gold medal game. So that was really churlish.
So you're not allowed to say something like that? It's just considered unsportsmanlike?
Well, it certainly is unsportsmanlike. And after the gigantic favorites that were the United States, one of their most high-profile players was expressing sour grapes. All the rest of the team was saying that, you know, that doesn't represent us. I think the U.S. Soccer Federation said that that doesn't represent us. But it's not just this one thing that she said. She has a long history of giving headaches to the U.S. national soccer team. In 2014, she was arrested for an assault on her nephew and sister. And then there was an incident when her husband was allegedly driving drunk, and the van he was driving was the U.S. national team's van. And she has often said things that create a headache for the United States team, but she's such a good goalie that they want to keep her in goal. And so maybe this was the breaking point, even though really she's being suspended, and we could talk about what that actually means for speech. It might not have been the speech that they wanted, but it does seem, just if we were taking it just on the basis of what she said after the Olympics, punishing someone for 6 months based on post-game press conference comments that weren't offensive to ethnicity or gender or nationality, but were just sour grapes.
And that suspension, that 6 month suspension, do you think, based on what you were just talking about, that those other previous transgressions played into that suspension? Are they allowed to do that? Or was this about this one thing?
Well, Sunil Gulati, who runs U.S. soccer, he has wide discretion on this, and it certainly played a part. On the other hand, you could say one other thing that might have played a part is she is among the several female soccer players who are actually suing U.S. soccer because they say that their pay isn't equitable with the men, and on many data points, they are correct. Now, what will the suspension mean? They only have two. The U.S. women's team only has two games scheduled, so she'll probably miss those games. They also pay her a yearly salary, which amounts to about $150,000. So half of that is losing about $75,000, plus they get a couple thousand for each game they played. However, she gets a salary for playing for her club team, and that salary is paid for by the U.S. national team. The U.S. national team thinks it's in their interest to have their players playing on the Pro Women's Soccer League. She'll still be able to play for Seattle, her club team. That salary will still be paid by U.S. soccer, it's been reported.
So a future in soccer for Hope Solo, despite all this?
I think, but, you know, she's getting old, and that was always, well, not old, but in terms of professional right. athlete standards. But that has always been, like so many athletes, it doesn't matter what she says, as long as it's not so far outside the bounds, that her talent will keep her on the roster. And that is getting less and less true as time goes on.
Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.